and they're fine with it. They've also said that they will not pay an assessment for a roadway to that school because they get just fine service. So, you know, let's be careful about what we talk about here. Mr. City Attorney.
Along those lines, I would not broadly construe benefit under Wisconsin law. An assessment is a special assessment. And when I first saw the draft of the action sheet, I contacted the city engineer and basically said, I don't have time to go through all of this with everything else ongoing, but with regard to the special assessments, the method of how properties are assessed needs to be looked at in detail, because my recollection of where the last meeting with staff and the alderwoman and developers was, city engineer was going to look at methods of specially assessing properties within the area. In general, with regard to special assessments under Wisconsin law, there are a few categories. Front footage, area assessments based on size of the property, unit assessments. There are 70 lots. They all have the same use. They all, based on the facts of the matter, are specially benefited in the same manner, so each pays the same amount. Those are your general categories. There is an ability to create a different method of distribution, but it has to be equal for everyone being specially assessed, and the method has to be based on some facts. And so proceeding further with reviewing special assessments, that's the way to go. And in League of Wisconsin Municipalities special assessment manual and former Marquette Law School law review lengthy detailed articles, there are statements within those policy manuals and legal opinions that you as a municipality are not bound because to some specific method of specially assessing because that was done previously or whatever, but there should be a factual basis for changing that policy. So
let's talk about business for a minute. Certainly these businesses, and Alderman Wilhelm mentioned it earlier in her comments, you know, they need to make some money on this, and they should make some money on this. But part of that is cash flow. They gotta have cash flow to build these subdivisions. And sometimes we have the interest in putting some demands on these developers to accomplish what we want to accomplish. And should these developments go in, we want to accomplish having Marquette Avenue put in. So we need some leverage to make that happen. So we do whatever we can, whatever requirements we can. And one of the requirements that we were going to impose was, thou shalt not build the following six lots until Marquette Avenue gets put in. You know, yeah, maybe that was a good requirement. But if you look at it, thou shalt not have any cash flow until you expend money to pay for something that you don't want. Maybe that wasn't wise. maybe we ought to reconsider that requirement and allow 6 lots to be built right away to allow the cash flow to do something that we want, which is construction of a road that we shouldn't be paying for in the first place. Wouldn't that be reasonable? What do you think?
I'll comment when you're ready to give me the floor.
Sounds like a good business decision to me. Alderman Wilhelm.
The reason why we put that on there is there was no guarantee. The council is... It was in the resolution, and we all voted on the resolution. And I'd appreciate not being interrupted when I have the floor, because then it looks like that I'm interrupting you, and I don't want to do that. Please. So back to my train of thought. The reason why we didn't allow the first phase of the one developer, it would have been unfair to the other developer, who wasn't given the same privilege, and we didn't want to increase the traffic through the neighborhood, and there was no guarantee that they would come in and do the other section that would help us get Marquette done. So there were a lot of reasons why we put that in place. One of the reasons I ran again is because I knew as soon as I didn't run, that would be the first recommendation back, was to be allow that traffic from those few lots in the neighborhood, and we'd never see Marquette Avenue. That was one of the main reasons why I kept my foot in the door, to get this neighborhood what they've been begging for years. Now, there's a comment in here that a representative from the school said this. I'd like to see that in writing, that the school and the school board has no interest in providing increased or benefit traffic flow up there, because the parents sure want it. And it's not just the parents that are going to Pleasant View School. It's all the people that come up there, the scout groups. Why do you think we had a scout group come here and take the project on? Because they come from all over the city, even outside of the city. They come in, and it's just a congested mess up there with these narrow roads and buses mixing with kids and no sidewalks. It's a shame that we cannot provide this for this school, for 500 kids plus the other ones that go there. There was a comment made that 20 years we've gotten no traction. That's not true. We built Marquette Avenue from 49th to the school. I would say that was a nice chunk that we put in, so I wouldn't say that's no traction. And we did that because we saw the need to get some traffic relief up there. That was outside of the developments, because the property was tied up, the Trupas property was tied up in a trust, and the family members weren't ready to sell that, and so city attorney and I went and helped negotiate that and got that right away. And that's how we got that in, and that's how we paid for it. And there's no big special assessments on that. And Evergreen, we barely got the money back for that. So it's misleading to the public to say that, oh yeah, we special assess for that, because the numbers don't pan that one out at all. The other thing is, we're building this road for the school district. We're not building this road for the school district. We're building it for the citizens of Franklin, the neighbors, the police and fire, who have both opined on that this would allow a few more seconds to the school. That's been in writing before this council. Let's talk about cash flow. Do any of you know one of the reasons why I wanted an update on this is because this developer's engineer sent an email to a countless number of people. I wish I would have brought it. I could have read them all off in City Hall and said, hey, our wetland permits are going to expire. We spent a lot of money on going through all that permitting process. No one responded to them. I asked the city attorney for a copy of that email. I talked to them directly. No one responded. We sat for 5 months and we let their DNR permits expire. That's cash they won't get back. The engineering design of this road's cash they won't get back. The property money, they bought the property, they won't get that back. The parcels are basically, they're just sitting there. In the meantime, we wasted 5 months to go right back to where we were years ago. We've not gotten the building development that could have happened, which could be paying for this road and giving us building permits and all the impact fees that come with that. There has been so much time in this council action sheet to try to find ways to not do this project, and there is nothing in there that helps us find a way to do this project. I don't know what it is, what the literal roadblock on this project. When the developers say, hey, we're to the table, we're going to donate the land, we're going to donate the engineering, we're here for special assessments for properties that does benefit per what the city attorney says, and we've done nothing toward that, and we have the ability to even look at impact fees for the walkways, and not one person has considered that in here. I asked that to be added into this council action sheet.
That is.
We are not working toward getting this done. We are not working the best interest of the residents. We are not doing what they've asked us to do. And if you're all okay with that, I don't think any of us should be sitting here representing the city, because this is a shame that we're doing this. We have the ability to do this. We are so bound up by trying to get 800 feet of road into a school. If we're the city of $25 million budget and we can't put in 800 feet of road to a school that can also bring us tax base and work together, you want to talk about why the city has a bad name? Do you know that those developers aren't very happy? Do you know that engineering firms are not very happy? Do you know that this has been on the public document with many developers sitting in this audience watching us do this project? It should be option two, and it should be a combination of the variations of some of the above. It should be option two that the city constructs the project and remove the word with minimal assistance, because I think the donation of the right-of-way and the engineering plans from the developer and their willingness to be special assessed for some of the things like the stormwater basins that they will benefit from, and the fact that we have impact fee money we could use to help this project along, all of that should be where we are. Not going back and trying to tell the developers, you're going to do this, because they've told us over and over right here that they won't do it if that's what the figures are going to come out to. They cannot even get a bank to back them with that.
Mr. City Attorney.
Just with regard to the Alderwoman's statement, and she also put it in writing about no response to some email, Alderwoman Wilhelm was carbon copied on there too, as was everybody. The email was addressed to the city engineer.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Madam Clerk, can you read back, please?
Alderman Barber moved to direct staff to proceed with option one as outlined in the Common Council meeting packet, which requires developers to pay for and construct infrastructure for the West Marquette Avenue Road extension between South 49th Street and South 51st Street, seconded by Alderwoman Hanneman.
Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Yes.
You say no.
Yes.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
No. Motion fails. 5 noes, 1 aye. Any other action on this item?
Mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess I'd like to go back to the original motion on March 17th, where the Common Council directs staff to prepare the necessary documents to receive the developer's donations for the right-of-way and engineering specifications for West Marquette Avenue, and advertise for bids for a competitive public works project, along with the alternative bids for adding water and sewer. In addition, that assessments, or whatever the term is to look for the use of impact fees for the length of all walkways.
Not have an agreement outlined to allow the city to accept donations from the road right-of-way and bidding documents.
I'm sorry?
That flies in the face of paragraph 3.
What do you mean?
Read paragraph 3 on page 147.
What is?
First page of the action sheet.
147. What about it?
Page page 147. It says,
I'm looking at it.
There was a conference call with the developer on April 6, 2020. Staff followed up with Lynch Engineering, who was hired and working in cooperation with both developments on multiple occasions. To summarize the status, this issue is at a standstill because the city and the developers do not have an agreement outlined to allow the city to accept donations for the road right-of-way and bidding documents. At issue is the city's lack of direction on assessments to the developers for the completion of the project. So reiteration of this, of the old
Mayor, if you
motion,
would let, if you, you took the floor from me right in the middle of a motion, I completely lost my train of thought. I'm fully aware of what the council document says. I know exactly what happened. I've been studying this for 9 years. I got it. I know what's happening. I know that that paragraph says that they can't move forward is because he went to them and told them, the council said to special assess them. And they said, wait, we're not going to give you the property, give you all of our engineerings, and have this open-ended, unknown special assessment. We're okay with some special assessments for the ones we're benefited, but you can't give us a figure.
So let me get you some more information, Mr. City Engineer.
If I may correct that statement, I did not go to them and say, we will special assess. The question that they posed to us, before we give this to you, will you special assess? And I can't give them direction.
So far, I haven't added anything about special assessments into my motion. So far, I've asked them to prepare the documents, which means write up a document that says, we'd like to have your right-of-way engineering, and we'd like to also get the right-of-way. That requires right-of-way transfers for the city to be able to build on the property and use impact fees. Those are the documents that the intention is here. So you have the right-of-way from the developers for the road with the engineering documents to build it. Is there any questions with that part of the motion?
No questions on that part. I'd like to hear the second part.
Okay. The next thing, the reason why we did the alternate bid for water and sewer is because that was something you, Mr. Morrow, asked me to do during the last motion, because you felt if we broke out the water and sewer, we could figure out what was sort of their benefit and what we could pay for as far as out of our water and sewer budget or whatever. That's why you wanted it that way. I did that at your request. Do you have any concerns with that?
So if the city were to pay for it, finance will ask me for that information. So I think I'm still on the same page.
Okay. The next part I started to add in was, because once we get the right-of-way, we can qualify for park impact fees, which we say we keep needing to use. Now, there are all kinds of things that go with this, because it's my understanding there are even retaining walls and all kinds of things to have to put these sidewalks in. So all of these costs are part of the road, the design, the development for the walkways that apparently we've requested on both sides of the street as well.
So that line I did add to the description. So if you look at option 2, the sentence directly below the table discusses that we could possibly do an impact fee.
Okay, so then included in the motion would be that the city would also look at the application of impact fees to cover the pedestrian accesses throughout the entire project. Okay. And Mayor, I have the floor. I'm trying to make a motion. I'm working, trying to work this. And you're up here telling Alderman Nelson that his project's in jeopardy while we're making this motion. That is uncalled for and out of line. I'm calling you out on it. Do not play this project against his project, because they both deserve to be funding, and we'll let him make that argument when it comes up. Do not do that in the middle of a motion to me. I'm asking for that respect. And now we start over again with me trying to get my train of thought, because I'm once again interrupted trying to make a motion. Okay, so now we're looking at cutting some of the costs. In addition to those calculations, the developers fully realize they will probably have a couple lots that would meet the benefit that the city attorney talked about. And that was one of the lots, Mr. Morrow, that you said they could get in if they changed their development plan, and they've changed that just for you to put that in. They didn't have that. You told them, if you change this a little bit, you could squeeze one more lot in here. That wouldn't even been on Marquette Avenue had you not had them do that. That was your change to their plans. So they're okay with, now that you squeezed them out a lot, that you can special assess them for one side of the road or whatever. You can't hit them up for 50th Street and Marquette, because we don't assess for both sides of the road. And I don't know exactly, it's been a long time since I looked at the plan, but I think Rick Prisvella has a couple. He also has a couple lots that are directly on the existing Marquette Avenue, which we put in and never got any money back from, which still needs to be. So there are some special assessments on the lots that sit right on that section that we built. Yeah.
I apologize. I'm starting to lose some of your train of thought. May I suggest that I think that you're asking that we pursue option two. So all we're really asking for the developers from is the donation of the land and the plans. And then I think I'm hearing you say that you would like to pursue the city paying everything else with special assessments. Well, take it back, with impact fees or other funding sources.
That is, but because the direction wasn't clear the last time around, I feel like I can't just say option two. I want to detail it out so everybody's on the same page with this. Now, I listened to the finance meeting, and Alderman Nelson asked the finance officer what kind of money was in the general fund. The reply was $8 million in the general fund. So we can do this project. $750,000 in the budget already. Take out the sidewalks section of this. Take out, you know, some of the other things that might be calculated for their water and sewer. And we should be able to do this project at a reasonable price and get this done and quit wasting staff time and alderman time and people's time and stop the arguing and just please build the road. You know, the city attorney said, get Marquette. Can we get Marquette? Can we all come together and finally finish this project, please? For the safety of the kids, even though it hasn't happened before. There could be an accident. There could be. I can tell you that our director of administration knows the narrowness of those roads. She was out there. So if there is not any more clarification that's needed, my motion is for number two, scratching out with minimal assistance, because that just makes it sound like we're not getting any help. The city motion for the city to do all of those, for the city to construct the project, the donations are right, just like the original motion was. with the clarification that we do the sidewalk and those other things that I pointed out to cut some of the costs down to the city. I'm done.
Okay, I heard Alderman Mayor second. Alderman Dandrea, then Alderman Barber.
Mr. Mayor, I do have a question in regards to the discussion that we had regarding special assessment. I would like something added to Alderwoman Wilhelm's motion that we look at the special assessments as the city attorney discussed of possibly putting the special assessments based on a unit or the number of units, that we can spread this out more so it's more palatable, that we can recoup some of the expense.